Thanks, Vic. Frosty, now that the off-season program has wrapped up, what are your thoughts on how things went?
Things went well. A lot of guys are flying around, making their plays. Everyone's in the right positions. The coach has been doing a good job of getting us on the field and off the field quick, and it's just been great. Everyone's ready and excited to get to camp.
Now, Frosty, this is great timing for you because you look at last season, you was dealing with the lockout. This year, you really had time to dive deep into the playbook and just build that off-season camaraderie.
Yeah, correct. I mean, last year, like you said, the lockout probably affected this team a bunch before I got here because it was, a couple coaches changing and switching the defense around. And with this off-season, it did bring the team together, and we are all looking forward to going to training camp and being a step of the game.
How are you adjusting mentally and physically to the new league-mandated schedule?
It's been fine to me. Years back, mini camp and all that with double days and stuff. So it's a little lax for the vets, and these rookies don't have any idea what we used to have to go through. But, I mean, all in all, it's been good. We're all getting the right amount of work, and we're just excited again to get to camp and get rolling and take on this 2012 season.
Now, you're very familiar with the 4-3 defense from your days in Cincinnati. How are you adjusting to this new playbook?
It's been good. Coach Geron is doing a phenomenal job with really installing things, slowing things down so everyone's on the same page. It's not just the first and second group. The third group's getting their reps, and they're understanding why they're calling the plays and personnel changes and things like that. And he's doing a good job, and so is all the other coaches. Everyone is really detailed here, and it's a good fit for me.
And what's it like working with your position coach, Dwayne Board?
It's been great. And Pee Wee, as they call it, he's been phenomenal. He's really a mature, savvy coach, and he's been installing and taking his time and getting the young guys going, and myself too. There's a lot of the plays are called similar as they were in Cincinnati, but, different things to do. So he's been really patient with me, and I've been trying to catch up and keep up with the rest of the guys. And as a group, we're going to play our tails off for Pee Wee this year.
Now, over the course of your 6 years with the Cincinnati Bengals, you've seen the way this Cleveland Browns defense has performed, and just taking a look back at last year and you're here now, what will you bring to this unit?
When I was reviewing the tape when I came here in free agency, I already seen a polished team. They're well coached, well disciplined, and they're just a play away from, making something happen. And hopefully my experience and maturity can help out and be able to stop the run. That was one of the main focuses that we needed to focus on in this defense, was stopping the run and rushing the passer and sort. So I just want to be a consistent player here and just play as hard as I can and help where I can when I can.
Now, you're surrounded by a lot of young players. Are you assuming the role as a teacher as well?
I wouldn't say it that. That's what we got Pee Wee for. But if they have questions, and I try not to overstep my role here, but, I've seen, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, and obviously being in Cincinnati, I've been there for 6 years. So I've seen what we're going to get. And if they had any questions and stuff other than what the coaches have, I'm more than happy to help.
What are your thoughts on young Jabal Sheard? He's entering into his second season. He had a phenomenal year last year.
He's got it. I mean, you said it right there. He had a phenomenal year. He's a pure rusher. He's got it going on. He can get up the field. He can stop the run, and he's a complete player. And, we should make a bookend thing here and really be productive.
We're joined with defensive lineman Frosty Rucker here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Frosty, just to switch gears a bit, I understand that you're a man of the community, and once you hit Cleveland, you hit the ground running. You were a part of a program sponsored by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Tell us all about that.
It was a great program, and it was actually really based on bullying and whatnot, and I tried to express to the kids that, obviously, as we all know, that bullying is really nonsense, and I told him, experience, you look at me now, I'm 6'3", 280, but when I was a kid and my name, Frosty, was being called during, Christmas time, I didn't like it either. And, and the route I took probably wasn't the right way and to shut those kids up. But, if I could go back, I could take some of that stuff back and to do the right things and be very positive and get away from negative people. And it was a really good thing. And I do actually have another event coming up, which is going to be September 10th. I'm going to have a celebrity bartending event with Jocktails that's going to be downtown, I think at Barley House, from 7 to 10. And people will know more about that then. But it's a charity event, and everyone's coming out, and I really appreciate the support.
And also, you have your own foundation, Frosty's Challenge. Tell us about that, and what's the overall mission of your foundation?
The overall mission of my Frosty's Challenge is right there. There's a challenge in everything. I don't have one particular thing that I focus on, whether it's giving backpacks to kids that, you know, right before school when they don't have them, or, you know, handing out turkeys during Thanksgiving, or having a clothes drive for the Salvation Army. There's so many different things that you can bring to the table to help out the youth and the community, and that's what it is. It's a challenge, and I'm always up for it.
That's great stuff, Frosty. We wish you the best with all your off-the-field activities. But as you move towards training camp, what is your course of action as you have some time away from the facility before you return for training camp?
I'm spend a lot of time here, actually. I'm going to watch a lot of film and get caught up and understand what's really going on. I'm going to work out with the strength coaches here and be a more acquainted with the city of Cleveland, and I'm just going to get ready. I don't do anything out of the ordinary. I work out, I eat right, and just be prepared and really get myself locked in for July 26th when we start up.
And just overall, you're heading into your seventh season within this league. You're with a new organization. What are some of the expectations that you have placed on yourself?
To help stop the run right away. I think that's the biggest thing when you're playing, especially in this division where it's run heavy and pass second, stopping that run and just being complete and, you know, be dominant out there. And I think we have a good chance to shock a lot of people. But, you know, the one thing is it starts with us, and we know that we're going to be a very productive team if we just take our time and do it right.
Well, Frosty, we wish you the best of luck and enjoy your time off.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.